תחת בחן פרק יקימו משנה זין המלא כתאו בפנים בהלה בחוד חיים. Somebody who is moilek an oaf, a korban, which is brought from an oaf, and he was moilek it inside the Beit HaMikdash, and then was malit with makadoiv outside the Beit HaMikdash as chayav karis. And since the malika was done behechsher b'fnim, as an oaf, malika is done not shechita in the Beit HaMikdash. So therefore it was right for akhtar, and when he takes it outside and it's makapit, his chayav. Malak b'chutz b'hela b'chutz, fazer. But if he does the malika outside the Beit HaMikdash, and then he is malid on the mitzvah outside the Beit HaMikdash, he is part of both the malika and the halach. As an oaf outside the Beit HaMikdash, regular oaf that's not a korban, is shechted, malika is not done to it. When you're malik an oaf outside the Beit HaMikdash, it becomes a nevela. Therefore, since when he was malik it became a nevela, so it's part of both the malika and the halach. Hashechet is oaf b'fnim b'hela b'chot. Part of. Somebody who shechts a korban oaf inside the Beit HaMikdash, and then he takes it outside the Beit HaMikdash and is malid on his bech, his makrovit, his pater for the halah outside the Beit HaMikdash. The reason being is that since by a korban he has to do malika, not shechita. When he did shechita, the korban b'fnim, he passed the korban and wasn't right for haktara. So therefore, he's not chayav for halah b'chutz. Shachay b'chutz b'hela b'chutz. Chayav. But if he does shechita of a korban over outside the Beit HaMikdash, and then he is malid on the mitzvah outside the Beit HaMikdash, he's chayav both for the shechita and for the halah. Even though that for a korban that is brought from an oath, you do malika, not shechita, but if you are shochetit outside the Beit HaMikdash, the Torah is mechayav you for shechita, tzchus for being shochet a korban outside the Beit HaMikdash, even though had you brought it inside the Beit HaMikdash, you would have done malika, not shechita, and therefore the Torah is chayav you also for the halah that you do after the shechita. Nimso derech hechshero mibifnim. Pturo b'chutz. Derech hechshero b'chutz, pturo b'fnim. The Gemara explains that this should be understood like this. Derech hiyuvo mibifnim. What is mechayev you mibifnim, pturo b'chutz. Would pater you b'chutz. Meaning to say that if you're molek an oaf b'fnim, that's when you're chayev for halah b'chutz. As opposed to, if you're molek an oaf b'chutz, you would not be chayev for the halah that you do afterward. So what is mechayev you mi b'fnim, the malika would pater you mi b'chutz, a malika b'chutz would pater you from the subsequent halach. Derech hechshero b'chutz, p'turo b'fnim. What is mechayev you b'chutz, meaning to say the shechita, that is mechayev you for the halach that you do afterwards, if you're shechet an oaf b'chutz, you're chayev also for the subsequent halach, that would pater you b'fnim. If you do shechita of a korban oaf b'fnim, then subsequently you take it out of the Beit HaMikdash and you do halah on it, you would be part of concurrence for the halah. Rabbi Shimon Oimer calls a chayav and halah b'chutz. Chayav and akiyotu bo b'fnim, shehalo b'chutz. Chut min ha-shechi b'fnim, u'ma'ale b'chutz. The Gemara explains that there's a little bit missing in the Tanakhama. And the Tanakhama also should say, just like by shechita and malika of an oath, what is machayav you b'fnim, patis you b'chutz. What is machayav you b'chutz, patis you b'fnim. So too, by shechitas behema, if you're shochet behema b'fnim b'layla at night, that shechitas pasul, as the pasul says, b'yom zuv chachem, the avodah has to be done during the day. So therefore, if after you do shechita b'layla b'fnim, you take it outside, subsequently, you do halah on it. You're pasul from kari for that halah. And since the shechita is pasul, so therefore, the subsequent halah you're not chayav for. But if you do shechita b'layla b'chutz, you do the shechita at night, but you do it outside the Beit HaMikdash, in such a case, you would be chayiv for the subsequent halah. So therefore, in this case also, what is mechayiv you b'chot, the shechita b'layla, would part to you b'fnim, and shechita b'layla b'fnim would part to you for a subsequent halah b'chot. And Rabbi Shimon argues, Rabbi Shimon says, kol shechayav nala b'chot, anything that's mechayiv you b'chot, that when you're shochet a behema b'layla b'chot, you would be chayiv for the subsequent halah, that would also be mechayiv you b'fnim if you're malah b'chot, meaning to say that Rabbi Shimon holds that when you're shochet b'layla b'fnim and then you take it out of the Beit HaMikdash and do halah on it, you would be chayiv for the halah. As Rabbi Shimon holds that a shechita b'layla b'fnim, although that shechita is pasul, the din is also lo tered. If after a shechita b'layla the emurim was put on the mizbeach, we would not take it back down. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, since that's the din, if you're malah b'chot after shechita b'layla, you would be chayav. With the exception of somebody who shechts an oaf b'fnim and then subsequently is malet b'chot, Rabbi Shimon would agree with the Tanakhama that you're pater in that case. The reason being is that even according to Rabbi Shimon, a shechita of an oath b'fnim is totally possible. And the dinism also teiret. If the oath was put on the mizbeach after a shechita b'fnim, we would take it back down. So therefore, since them also teiret, the shechita is totally possible. Rabbi Shimon agrees in this case with the Tanakhama that if you take it out after the shechita b'fnim, you would be pater. He only argues by shechita b'layla on the behema b'fnim, then such a case Rabbi Shimon argues with the Tanakhama and he holds that I'm also lo teiret. So therefore Rabbi Shimon holds, if you take it back out after the shechita b'fnim, you would be chayav for the halach. In which the coin was makaba all the dam in one coat. If somebody took from the dam in the coat and did an asinus dam outside the base of Mikdash, then subsequently the coin took the rest of the dam inside the base of Mikdash and did an asinus dam behechshir b'fnim to the chiyuv kares for the asinus dam b'chut. B'fnim b'chadar b'nasim b'chut. Chai shakulei rai lavo b'fnim. If the Nesinus Dam was done by the coin, Behesher Bifnim, and only after that somebody went ahead and took from the rest of the Dam and did a Nesinus Dam Bechut, did a Chi of Kares for the Nesinus Dam Bechut, since all of it is Rai Lava Bifnim, meaning to say that the rest of the Dam is Rai, be poured on the Yisod of the Mizbeach. And after the Nesinus Dam Bifnim, the rest of the Dam has to be poured on the Yisod, and since that has not yet been done, did a Chi of Kares for the Nesinus Dam Bechut. The Mephoshim explained that the Mishnah is talking about a chatas hapnimis, a chatas in which the Nesinus Dam is done b'fnim in the Hechel. And it's going according to Rabbi Nechemiah who holds that that which the Torah said, that the Shirayim has to be poured on the Yisod of the Mizbech, is ma'akev, the Hechel of the Korban. If the Shirayim is not poured on the Yisod, the Korban is not kosher. So therefore, since the person did the Nesinus Dam b'chutz, before the Shirayim are poured on the Yisod of the Mizbech, there's a chi of courage. As opposed to by other korbanos, in which the shirayim that is poured on the yisod is not ma'ake the hechsher, the korban. Even Rabbi Nechemiah would be moda if somebody did a nesinus dam b'chutz after the nesinus dam on the mizbeach, even though he did so before the shirayim were poured on the yisod, there would be no chi of kares in that case, since the shirayim is not ma'ake. Kibo dama b'shnei kosev. If the kohen with makaba the dam of the chatos in two different kosevs, he caught part of the dam in one kos and the rest of the dam in another kos. Nafan Shneim b'fnim, pater. If the coin didn't see his dam from both kosas b'fnim, his pater is no chi of kares. Shneim b'chutz chayim. If somebody took both kosas outside the base of Mikdash and didn't see his dam from both kosas outside the base of Mikdash, there would be a chi of kares. If he did both nesin his dam behelam echad without knowing in between that he did an avera, there would be only one chi of chazas. And if he had a idea in between, after one Nesinus Dam, he realized he didn't have air, then he forgot again that it's Asuk, and he did a Nesinus Dam from the second coast. In such a case, he'd be chayav two chatos. Echad b'fnim, ve'echad b'chutz, pazu. If from the Dam of one coast, the coin did a Nesinus Dam b'fnim, and afterwards, somebody took the second coast outside the base of Mikdash and did a Nesinus Dam from the second coast, he would be pater from kares. Even by chatos ha'primis, according to Rabbi Nechemiah, there would be a chi of kares for the Nesinus Dam from the second coast, even though the shirayim had not yet been poured on the yisod. The reason is that since over here the dam was caught in two separate kosos, the din is that once the Nesinus Dam is done from one of the kosos, the second coast is considered dachoy. The dam in the second coast now has to be poured into the am of the stream that runs through the azara, and therefore, since the dam from the second coast is no longer kasher lezrika, after the Nesinus Dam was done from the first coast, there's no chi of kares for Nesinus Dam b'chutz, even according to Rabbi Nechemiah. Echad b'chutz, ve'echad b'fnim, chayav al chitzon, v'hapnimi mechaper. If from the Dam of one coast, somebody did a Nesinus Dam b'chutz outside the base of Mikdash, and then from the Dam of the second coast, the coin did a Nesinus Dam b'fnim inside the base of Mikdash, there's a chi of kares for the Nesinus Dam outside the base of Mikdash, and for the Nesinus Dam that was done inside the base of Mikdash from the second coast, that would be mechaper, and the korban would be kosher. Even though we said once the Nesinus Dam is done from one coast, the dam in the second coast is no longer kosher for Zrika. That's only if the Nesinus Dam from the first coast was done by Hashir inside the base of Mikdash. But in this case, where the Nesinus Dam from the first coast was done outside the base of Mikdash, that is not possible, the dam in the other coast, and and therefore the nesinus down from the other coast would be machaper, and the korban would be kosher. L'maha davar doma. What's a similar case to the case that we just discussed? L'mafresh chatasa va'avda. Somebody who is mafresh a chata to be used for his korban, and he lost it. V'hifresh acheres tachtel. And then he was mafresh a different chata as a replacement for the first chata that was lost. V'acharkach nimtas harishayim. And then he found the first one. Now he had two chatot v'arishteim omdos. They're both omdos, meaning to say, both of them are kosher to be used for his chazir. He can use either one of them that he chooses. Shachat shteim bifnim potter. If he shafts both of the chatos inside the Beit HaMikdash, there's no chiyuv karbanos. Shachat shteim b'chutz chay. If somebody shafts both of these chatos outside the Beit HaMikdash, there would be a chiyuv for shafting it outside the Beit HaMikdash. There would be a chiyuv for both of them. If he did so b'shogeg and he had a yediyah in between. Meaning to say, if after he shechted the first korban b'chutz b'shogeg, he realized that it was also, and then he forgot again, and he shechted the second one outside the Beit HaMikdash, he would be chayav for both of them a chatos. At six, each one of them is kosher to be used as his chatos, there's a chiyah for each one of them if he shechted b'chutz. Achat b'fnim, v'achat b'chutz patur. If a shechita is done on one of them, b'fnim, b'hechsher, inside the Beit HaMikdash, and then subsequently somebody does a shechita on the second one outside the Beit HaMikdash, he would be patur from a chiyuv karet if he did so b'mezid, or from a chiyuv chatos if he did so b'shogeg. The reason being is that even though both of them are kosher to be used as his chatos, once he decided to use one of them as his chatos, and he did the shechita on one of them b'fnim, the second one now has the din of a chatos in his chapu bala, a chatos in which the balam of the chatos was arrayed in his chapu from his abir with a different chatos. And the din is that a chakash and a chapu bala lamisa azla has to be put to death. We lock it up until it dies. So therefore, since the second one is no longer kosher to be used as a chakash, there's no chiv for a shchita b'chutz. Achas b'chutz v'achas b'fnim. Chayev al achitoyna v'apnimis mechaper. At first, one of the chatos was nishcha b'chutz outside the Beit HaMikdash. And after that, the second chatos was nishcha b'fnim inside the Beit HaMikdash. So the chiv karev for the shchita that was done b'chutz, and the chatos that was nishchat, its name would be machaper, it would be kosher for his korban. Kishem shadama paiter es besara. Kahu paiter es besar chaverta. This is a separate din, that the din is that somebody who benefits from a chatos has to bring a korban me'ilah. But if he benefits from the basar of the chatos, after the zrikas hadam has already been done on the mizbeach, he would be patur from bringing a korban me'ilah. And the Mishnah tells us, just like the zrikas hadam, patur, somebody who benefits from the basar from bringing a korban me'ilah, so too it passes the basar chaverta. Meaning to say, in this case that we're discussing, that somebody had lost his chatos and was mafresh a second chatos for a replacement, then he found the first one. So now the din is that both chatos are kosher to be used for his korban. He can use either one that he chooses. So therefore, somebody who benefits from either one of them would have to bring a korban me'ilah. But if somebody benefits from either of the chatos, after the zrikas hadam has been done from one of the chatos, meaning to say that he benefited from the second chatos, after the zrikas hadam has been done from the first chatos, he would be patur from bringing a korban me'ilah. The reason being is that, as we said, once one of the chatos was chosen to be used as his korban, and he did a shechita in the zrikas hadam, then the second chatos, l'misa adlo, has to be put to death. It's no longer kosher to be used for his korban. So therefore, once the zrikas hadam is done as the first one, so now the first one is a kosher chatos, and he is mischaper with the first one, so the second one is no longer kosher to be used as a chatos, so therefore he is patur for bringing a korban me'ilah if he benefits from the second.